Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And it looks like I have Mark out there on the line. Mark, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good.
And I think Heather's going to be showing up to join us, too. And there
good.
She is. It looks like she's popping in.
Yes.
So what we're going to... Yeah, there's Heather. Hi, Heather. Where are you?
Hi. I am calling in from Montana tonight, where we had our first snow yesterday.
Oh, no. It can't be winter already. Yeah.
It melted today, but we had a good 3 inches yesterday, which was exciting.
Wow. Yeah, we had rain, mm-hmm. So I'll take rain.
Yes.
I'll take rain. You know,
okay.
rain in the 50s. Yeah, rain in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's good. Yeah. So we have an exciting week ahead of us. We have the sun moving into Scorpio, which is always a fun change. We have a bunch
exciting.
Of planets changing signs. Venus is going into Libra after she trines Pluto, and Mercury is going back into Libra after he opposes Uranus. And the world is full of wild and crazy things. So with three sign changes and this stuff, we also have Mars squaring Jupiter and Athena this week, kind of kicking stuff up, and Vesta goes into Virgo, inviting us to clean up our houses. So that's a lot of, it's not hard action because it's planets
Mm-mm.
shifting signs, but it does shift the energy. And one of the things I find when we shift energy, I remember Mercury's going into Libra the back end because he's been in Scorpio. When planets shift energies, they're looking at the previous sign and they're adjusting for the energy of that sign, and then they're shifting it. So like Leo plays, laughs, has a good fun. Virgo works, and then they go to Libra and they go, you know, why don't we go out for dinner? Let's go do something. Let's partner. Let's not play. Let's not work so hard. And then Scorpio, we go back home and we do the accounting, and hopefully we get naked and have a little fun. So it as the planets change and shift, we really feel the energy changing. So with so many moving around, what do you guys think is going to happen this week?
It's going to be pretty interesting. Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there will be a lot of shifting and looking forward and backward at the same time, especially with Mercury retrograde.
Right. And Mars retrograde, too. Yeah.
And Mars, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there'll be kind of, it's not like a straightforward shift. It's more like being aware of where I just came from at the same time that I'm changing. And saying, oh, change is good, but not this change.
Mm-hmm. And I need to maybe change again. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Mercury is directly opposed Uranus as we speak. It's going to move into an exact point tonight. So far today, I had to run out and buy new earphones and microphone for my computer because I had a Zoom client coming in and my earphones died, squealed at me and died half an hour before the appointment. I read where somebody after the ice skating team is first getting online and the Zamboni ice maker caught fire and went careening around the stadium burning holes in the ice. There's some odd technical problems. All this software that recently installed around, you know, that to prevent pornography from getting on their websites for the paleontology conference, they brought it in and they weren't allowed to upload anything that used the word bone at a paleontology conference. An astrologer I know who was uploading her new moon report to Patron, where she puts it on there, Terry Parsley Starnes, said, strap on your seatbelts. And they took it out. They wouldn't let her put it up with that strap on. She had to put buckle up.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's some real Mercury retrograde stuff going on there.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
So, you know, when that's the technical stuff.
Mercury opposite Uranus, too.
Yeah, exactly. Just crazy.
The software blocks you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the you know, how AP has been fact-checking they had 55, you know, misstatements by Trump yesterday, and the listing goes on and on about, you know, wild and crazy things being said with that Mercury-Uranus opposition. Expect a lot of technical shenanigans also attempt to dissimulate and just people being a little afraid in their psyches with that combination. Some old stuff is coming up, some interesting information, and it is acting out in interesting ways.
Yeah. And people are, I mean, I know last week when Mercury opposed Uranus, my toilet erupted, right? So I was kind of like, all right, so what's going to happen this week? We already had the plunger guy come in. You know, Mercury, because Mercury's in Scorpio and Uranus is breaks, right? You know, it's always interesting because it's usually part one, part two, part three, and this is part two of a three-parter. So we want to kind of watch, you know, how these things unfold. And, of course, Mercury is also, because he's retrograde, a lot of times our old ghosts, people we haven't talked to in a while, old stories return and ask us to step forward and take a place and take a stand and do something. So it's always important to watch the ghosts on Mercury retrograde. So
it is.
Or
and,
talk to them. You don't have to talk to them if you're scared of them, but you do have to talk to them from the perspective of it gives them an opportunity to connect in with you on a deeper level, you know.
Now this Mars in Aries has produced one hell of a fire season. In its sixth month there. Both Colorado is just in terrible shape as the fires come close to Loveland and Fort Collins. At Taos just had a fire that started last night around in the forests around Taos, New Mexico. So we really hold that whole area in our hearts because when a fire starts with these kind of sparky aspects, it doesn't go out easily. And that's whether that you're talking about a forest fire or a fight with a friend. So be careful
what fires
you start.
Yeah, because people are really pretty cranky on top of everything else. They're like, rah, 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 and you're like, wow, you're really cranky, aren't you? I was reading on the internet right before I came in, you know, I guess Christy from Cheers said she was going to vote for Trump. And she said, I've never had so much name calling in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are really trigger typers, you know. Yeah, and just kind of honor that hopefully when Mercury gets into Libra, we'll be a little more polite. But right now, because he's in Scorpio, right, he is answering to the Mars or answering to the Pluto. Either way, those two guys are having a fight. So, you know, people are in the mood to fight, depending on which way. You know, the Mars and Aries, I'm never going to do that again, or the Pluto going forward, you know, I have the power, I can do what I want. So you just kind of want to watch and say, yeah, everybody's a little bit tense, which is, you know, part of the deal right now. We're all being asked to evolve and change and shift and look at our lives and understand the structure we've built and figure out how we want to work with them or not, because a lot of people are leaving structures they've built and making big changes, you know, and coming up with new paths for themselves. So it's kind of a powerful, powerful time.
And did you hear there was a 7.5 earthquake off the coast of Alaska and there was a tsunami warning? It was far enough off the coast so that it shook up a lot of people, but the damage was not as bad as could be. But I still haven't heard what happened with the wave. The tsunami warning was still up. It's again, Uranus can shake up your foundations quite literally.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a teeth rattler. You know, and I've actually had people having their teeth fall out. I was talking to somebody. She goes, my tooth fell out. And my next-door neighbor had dental surgery, you know, and she was puffy as a little chipmunk. And I'm having dental surgery. And I'm like, all right, you know, not a great day to do it, but whatever. You know, She gave me her apples. She had some apples from the farmer's market, so I got some apples. Mm-hmm. She kind of can't eat them. I'm like, okay.
You got to have teeth for apples.
You got to have teeth for apples. Right? Her teeth hurt mm-hmm. too much, so I'm going to make them into
another,
I'm gonna, mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that we also have the questionable decisions that we can make. That really, if you have a sudden idea, like Jeffrey Toobin did when he exposed himself on a Zoom call and got fired from the New Yorker today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he, you know, legal analyst for New Yorker and a few other places, exposed himself during a Zoom call, just like a wee, and immediately was fired. So
did he know he was exposing himself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. So now they're taking every New Yorker cartoon and taking off what they said and putting underneath it, you know, and Jeffrey Toobin exposed himself. And it's really reading funny. But it is, you know, if you have like, I know what I'll do. I'll try this. Take a deep breath and think it through.
Right. This is like, remember in the old days when we had email and you get the Darwin Awards, you know, and they'd send you all the different things that people did? I haven't seen those in a while. I'm sure there's a website somewhere you have to go look for in the mail. But, yeah, that's a Darwin Award kind of rule.
Yes, it is. It is.
And then in speaking of exposing yourself, Anthony Weiner, who did that a lot, they just had him in the news saying he's selling kitchen counters now. So, you know, can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Oh,
I hadn't
guy.
Seen his name, and I'm like, oh, Mercury Uranus, there's the guy who used to expose himself. Yeah, so it's all good. I mean, that's the beauty of astrology. You can really see it in the sky, sudden, unexpected, naked Mercury in Scorpio opposite Uranus on a Zoom call, you know. So I wonder who saw
him. Yeah, when you get those urges, you remember someone else will play the role. You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, but it doesn't have to be by you.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to do it. You could just watch other people do it. We also had a really nice new moon last week. And interestingly, it was at 22 degrees of Libra, same degrees that the Capricorn COVID clump has been traversing, and also where Mars is and air is. Yep. So it formed a T-square for folks. And it's a pretty potent, you know, a cardinal T-square is pretty potent because it kind of kicks stuff up. So you want to kind of watch where you're being asked. The COVID clump has the Mars retrograde, which is asking us to make take action and figure out what we're doing. But then the new moon in Libra is a closing square, which is psychological integration about the stuff we've been working on. So a lot of people are really doing some very deep processing. Again, another Mercury-Uranus aspect. Plus, Venus and Neptune are opposite each other, too. So, or they were last week. So they're kind of like, yeah, so what's the vision? What's the dream? And it's honoring that we are really having a lot of energy around how do we move forward? What do we do? And I do find Venus, you know, remember Venus is in Virgo, so she answers to Mercury, who's working with that square. Looks like we only put the session in for 15 minutes. The girl just said 90 seconds.
I will ignore her. We'll just keep going for another half minute.
Yeah.
Well,
again,
we'll
I hit that button when
us.
I set it up, but did it take? Did I check it? No. Did I check to make sure that it got cleared?
It's a 15-minuter. Yeah, it's a 15-minuter. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Mercury retrograde. All right, so, I don't know when she's going to cut us off, though.
But we can take callers now, and we can do it for the next 15 minutes.
You think it'll work?
It just won't record.
Oh, it won't record. Okay, so people won't be able to listen to it. All right, that sounds like a plan.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad you know about this. I don't. I'm just like, wow, 15 seconds. What's she doing saying that? So did it go to a half an hour of sleep? Did I go to sleep? No, I didn't. Mercury
we
retrograde.
Often go a
we
few minutes
you.
Over. It just doesn't record.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Mercury. Mercury Uranus, he cut the show short. There you go. Can't make this astrology stuff up. All right, Heather, see who do you want to... Can you see who you want to call on?
Let's try this one. Hello, area code 312-217. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, how are you?
Good,
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. I am. Oh, my birthday is January 10, 1985,
mm-hmm.
at 8:20 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in Mexico City, Mexico.
Okay, and what is your question?
My question is about my Saturn work and what it is, because it's conjunct my south node in the fourth house, and I don't know if I've figured out exactly what my quote-unquote work is, my Saturn work.
Okay, cool.
Take that away. Well, you've also got a lot going on for you right now, not just your Saturn work. You were born with, and Saturn disposes your Sun and Jupiter, and Pluto sitting right on them. So there's a, you know, a fair amount of work going through. But I'd say with that Saturn Pluto conjunction, I would read that there was, you know, you're really healing a long-standing family traditions and opening up places that felt, you know, deep but trapping before, that are both anchoring and limiting, and really giving yourself room to step into your own potential. And how would you see that?
Yeah, I would also add her Neptune's in Capricorn too, and her descendant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much your work, you know, because the Sun and Jupiter are in your workhouse, and the Sun rules you, your Leo rising, and the work rules what you do creatively. With Saturn, when any planet's on a south node, it tends to be a little obsessive, you know, because the south node adds an energy of, I've got to do it. So Saturn, to Heather's point, is down in the fourth house of the family legacy and the family karma, and that's a tight conjunction. It's only separated by 10
mm-hmm.
minutes. So that kind of means that every time you get to go do something, Saturn will go, oh, you know, like, really, are you sure you want to do it? And or there'll be a little inhibition that comes from the culture, from the family. The fourth house is the historical culture, not necessarily the one that you learn in this lifetime. So it's really important for you to go, okay, that's the words that come up. And of course, whenever Saturn words come up, they tend to have a quality of making us feel like we should is a Saturn word. We should do this, we should do that. And of course, with your Sun, Jupiter, and Virgo in Virgo's house answering to that Saturn, and with your Moon in Virgo answering to the Mercury right next to Neptune, it's really important for you to think about whether you actually want to do it, as opposed to just kind of doing it because you think you should or because someone asked you. And it's a little hard with your chart because you don't have a lot of planets in the first quadrant, and which is houses 1, 2, 3, and the planet you do have there is the Moon in Virgo, which answers to Mercury next to Neptune. So it can be a little hard for you to set boundaries. And I do find sometimes Saturn in a water sign, which you have, and Saturn in a water house, which you have, can have trouble saying no. So it's always helpful when someone asks you to do something to say, can I think about it and get back to you? And then go think about it for a half an hour, 25 minutes, and decide if you want to do it, because a lot of times your chart will feel like it has to do something. So I think that would be what I would say, is learning how to set your boundaries on, do you actually want to do it or not? And the Mars, Venus, and the 7th in Pisces kind of invites you over, oh, come do it. And you're not always sure you want to. That would be my question. Or, you know, learning how to say no, learning how to set boundaries, especially with your family of origin, and also with the role that you learned as a kid, you know, what you learned as a kid around proper behavior, whatever proper was.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, all of that is important to keep in mind. And to help yourself make decisions on what to do, ask yourself if it empowers you. You have Pluto there
mm-hmm.
to help you out with things. And if you ask, where is my power and how can I use my power in this situation? So you've been invited to do something. Ask yourself, is it a good use of my power, or is there something that I can contribute more in a more powerful way? So look at it from that point.
Thank you so much. This is really helpful. So that helped answer my follow-up question, I guess, which was, is there some area of my chart or planet that will help me kind of move out of that. So is it Pluto then that I should be focusing on, like, yep, in the third house? Or?
Yeah. And again, it's sort of, you have power, and it's a question of where you're going to apply it. So always ask yourself, am I applying my power in the strongest way that I can right now, or is there a better option? And that's that half hour that Anne wanted you to take. Ask yourself, what are the other options?
Right. Mm-hmm. Even 25 seconds, just sitting and going, let me just think about that for a second. Because 25 is when your Saturn kicks in and he goes, is this something I have to do? Is this something I want to do? Or I can say no, right? And, you know, I have Saturn and Scorpio like you do, and it was a point in time when I was working on the no word, because it's in a water sign, in a water house like yours is. And my therapist at the time would go, did anybody die when you said no? And I would always, because Saturn and Scorpio is, you think they're going to die, right? I was like, no, nobody died. But I didn't feel good about it. But once you do that little pause between you're getting stimulated and you respond, but in your case, you have to wait 25 seconds. So, and your chart with Mercury and Sag goes, I have to give an answer right away, or the person's sitting there tapping their feet, and you say, let me just take a couple notes on that and think about it, and then you write it down, and then you go think about it. The other way is being proactive about it. I have an assistant, she's not with me anymore, but she was very good. She was a Gemini. And she would write me a letter, like on Tuesday, an email on Tuesday, and say, okay, we're going to talk about this on Friday when I come in. So she set the stage before she actually talked to me, you know, which I thought was really good, because she could compose what she wanted to talk about and lay it out, and then we would talk about it. And I'm like, all right, you know, I hear you. This is what you want to discuss. We'll talk about it. That's a way to handle it, too, because you do have very good planets for communication with your Venus and Mars in the 7th and Pisces, and those planets see people's souls. So your chart wants to lean in and help. It likes to lean in and help, but it also sometimes goes, oh, I'm done. I'm just really tired. So taking the pause can really help. And even if you just sit there for 25 seconds and kind of count, it feels a little long, but the chart's going to go, whatever. And you can just say, hey, wait a second, let me get a pen and write that down, and then fumble around in your purse for 25 seconds and then pull it back up. And you're going to know if you want to do it. Or let me get my phone out and look if I can do it. And then you fuddle around with your phone for 25 seconds. At the end of that 25, you'll know if you want to do it or not.
It's really bringing in that as Pluto comes to conjunct your Jupiter this year. It's already done it once. It's leaving your sun. You're really stepping into your freedom, your room to expand, and your sense of service. Now, that Jupiter trines your north node up in Taurus in the 10th house. Do you like your work?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where I'm moving to next in terms of my work. I'm wanting to start something new and different.
Are you in service or healing tradition, the healing arts at all?
I've always been interested in psychology, now astrology, I'm getting into it. I was thinking of maybe doing something with social media and sharing some of the things I've learned. I mean, I'm definitely not an expert, but, you know, just to share kind of what I've learned throughout the last few years where I've been, like, doing self-work and things like that.
Because your work on yourself is definitely what helps you learn how to be of service to others. But there's something about being of service to others, and that, you know, and your work... and if you take it to social media and you're taking what you know and passing it on, that's being of service in a way that really starts to liberate you.
Okay.
So enjoy that process.
Aww.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
I was going to say you definitely feel good helping others and in a service capacity. So that's where you want to go.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed that. I always feel really happy when I feel like I'm helping people.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of it. Saturn in Scorpio is kind of a natural therapist, where you kind of you pick up what's going on for them emotionally, intuitively, you know. And of course, your Pisces planets are good at seeing them and seeing their souls well, you know. So that's pretty helpful. Yeah, I mean, I think astrology is a good option for you, certainly with your the way your chart is set up, as a really good tool to augment anything you do, whether you do it as an astrologer or you do it as, you know, in other capacities in your life. I think you've found something that's really helpful, especially with the planets going through your sixth house now. It's kind of an apprenticing time. So, and you're good at helping people. So it's always helpful to have a helper. You know, there's that phrase, look for the helpers, and you're definitely one. So
it's wonderful. Thank you, and good luck.
Okay. Take care.
Let's try. We've got 5 more minutes, so we'll take one more caller. Hello. You're on the air, 405-445. How can we help you?
Hi. How are you all this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm getting grateful. Thank you. My name is Sylvia, birthday 4461.
4-4-1961.
Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what time?
5:51 a.m.
And so, Sylvia, how have you been, and how are you doing? And we've only got a second, so question can we answer for you?
I'm good. I've just been going through this lull, I guess I would put it. Not motivated to do a lot of nothing, but want to do a lot of something. When is this going to end?
Mm-hmm.
December.
Well, certainly not before. Yeah. right. Just, you know, no one's going to feel motivated tremendously between now and Election Day, right? Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. So because with Mercury is going back and forth and doing its thing. You know, Pluto's coming up to do its trine to – it's – sextile to your natal moon, and Saturn is sitting right on your Saturn and will be off by the beginning of the new year. So there's some really cool stuff coming up. So you've got to just, like, take care of yourself this fall.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what do you see on this? She's right before her second Saturn return.
Hang on.
So what is Saturn saying for Saturn return is saying for me to do career wise, money?
Well, that's it. He's in your career house. Yeah. He's in your house of vocation, and he rules your house of hopes and dreams. So he and Jupiter are getting married on December 22nd, and they're going to start a new 20-year cycle, and they're going to start it on your Saturn-Jupiter midpoint. So this is really big. And if you think back to May of 2000, you began like some work thing then for money that was moved forward. And then also in 80, when you were young, you were 19. And so now Saturn and Jupiter are meeting up and they're saying, okay, what's your work for the greater good of the community? Where do you want to go? And you've been having, you know, you got a lot of stuff going over your Sun and your Venus right now. Mars is in there going backwards, you know, and you have a strong Mars, but he's like, what do you mean we're going backwards? So he doesn't go direct until the 13th of November, and then he clears the Aries planets and your Saturn square at the end of December. So I would say that last week, December 22nd, you want to watch what comes in then, and you have your Saturn return that last week in November, your third one. You had part one, you've had part two, now you're going to have part three, and then you're going to go, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing. And, of course, at your age, being a 61 model, You're a master now. So the chart's like, okay, so you're a master. You've done 2 rounds with me. What do you want to do now? I always find that second Saturn return, people really feel like, yeah, what is it I want to do? I want to do something. And you've got a lot of skills and talents. And with your planets, you know, you've got a lot of really good, you know, take action kind of planets with the Aries. And then, you know, behind the scenes, your Neptune is making your Mercury a little bit adrift. So your Mercury's like, I don't really know what I want to do. So I would actually pray or whatever your meditation process is, you know, where you kind of spend a little time just quietly sitting in a bathtub or a water, or, you know, if you're in Memphis, go walk by the Mississippi. You know, do stuff where you're allowing yourself to commune in and listen to the guidance, because there's, you know, you definitely got a new big thing coming in. Your fingers have got it getting activated. But it also is like, well, what is it? You know, what she wanted. What does Sylvia want to do? Mark, did you get the chart up yet?
Yeah, I got it up finally.
Okay.
You're used to taking action by how you feel, but with Mars and Aries now, it brings more of a fire quality. So whatever Saturn is offering you for a change, go ahead and use that fiery Mars. And don't wait to sort of feel your way into it. Just charge ahead and see what happens later.
And we're at time. So I wish everybody to just like take good care of yourself this week, take care of your bodies, and make sure and straighten out misunderstandings. If any tension comes up, then put that 5-second lead on your temper. This is Heather saying goodbye from Montana.
And Ann Orley signing off from, you're welcome. And Ann Orley signing off from the Bright Red Desk in New York.
And Mark Waltz from over by the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We'll see you all next week.
See you next week.
All right, stay warm, everybody.
Thank you, Heather, with her land of snow, you know.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care, folks. See you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Auf Wiedersehen.